Cameras rolling. We are here in Belfast with Teresa Freeborn. How are you, Teresa?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. What are you hearing? We're in the second day of this great festival here of credit unions worldwide. What are you hearing? What's the buzz?
Well, with all my favorite people, of course, it's wonderful to be here and experience just the fact that we have so much in common. It's wonderful to talk to credit unions from all over the world. Yep. And I'm originally from Canada, so I get to see a lot of my old buddies. Okay. And it's just been a great, great couple of days so far.
I agree. And we just had a Global Women's Leadership Network upstairs. I think you just came from, yeah, obviously. But so what's your take? We're talking about advancement of women in leadership these days. And what is your kind of a quick take on that? I know this is something you're passionate about. So what's your take on that right now?
Well, we probably need a couple of days to talk about this, Mike, but let's just see if I can give you something off the top.
Sure.
Really, it's great to get the whole gang again together. I've been doing this for several years. Mm-hmm. As one of the inaugural members of the Global Women's Leadership Network. Are we making progress is really what I keep asking myself. And I want to reach the time where we're not sort of talking about it as being sort of fledgling, you know, like we're getting some noise made out there, we're making some progress. But it's starting to gel, and I honestly think that everyone seems to be committed to the fact that we need more women in leadership roles in our credit union industry. It just makes good business sense. And I guess the real question is how do we make that happen? So we've done some good work. We're starting to think about some very tactical things that we can do to make sure that women have the leg up and get considered and be on sort of that top of mind consideration set when it comes to putting someone forward in a leadership capacity.
Right.
So that's not just management, though. That's sort of at the board level, too.
Right.
So if you think of all of the organizations that we have in our industry here, in our system, mm-hmm, there are so many that just think about it. Any of our business partners, our associations, all of that. So every time you look at one of those, you say, okay, do we have some gender balance there? Think of what happens when you've got good balance between both genders at the table making decisions. The tone is different, the agenda is different, and those perspectives are really important.
Should the credit union industry as a whole kind of have some sort of movement or platform or something like that to kind of further this, or what's your opinion on that?
We can always go the route of affirmative action, but maybe we don't have to. Let's just all think that it just makes good sense to do this, so why don't we try and figure out ways to make that happen? So how I do that personally is I sit on a lot of boards, I sit on a lot of committees and all of that, and I make sure I get involved in things like the nominating committee, because the nominating committee has kind of all the power, mm-hmm, and we have a chance there to say, where are the women?
Right.
Just ask the question. They're there.
Right.
They just need to be asked up occasionally.
Because it sounds like the opportunities are there.
It sounds like
it's almost a personal thing too. You got to step forward, mm-hmm, and go for it, basically, I guess, for lack of better terminology.
Well, and I think we have to make a concerted effort as to why aren't women showing up in the same numbers as men are. It's not that they're not capable. There's a whole group of very capable women waiting to be called into action here. It's just how do we go about doing that? So what kind of environment do we have to create that encourages their involvement in a very serious manner?
I mean, again, getting back to the opportunities there, because we have a big CEO exodus going on right now in the industry, and I'm actually seeing more and more women mentioned in the news of getting CEO positions and leadership positions. So I'm really happy to see that as well. I'm sure as well as you are and a lot of other people. But again, there's still a lot
Well, it's interesting. You're hearing a lot of noise, and I think it's because of the women that are there are making that noise, and good for them.
Yeah.
But if you actually look at the numbers, and I think this is where I really challenge my colleagues to look at the numbers, even in their own organization, and how do they have that gender balance at their board table? Do they have it at their exec team level? Do they have it at their senior management team level? And then when you look at the actual results today, I represent a credit union that's over $1 billion in assets. So we've been tracking that group of credit unions very carefully. And you would think that we're getting more and more women running those credit unions. It's not true. We've actually dipped a little bit in the last 5 years.
Okay.
So maybe we just make a lot of noise. I'm not sure. But no, the results aren't as great as we'd hope to see it. At this point in our system's life. And if you think about it, we've got over 70% of the associates that work for credit unions are female,
mm-hmm,
and yet in my group of credit unions at that larger level, mm-hmm, it's more like about 20%.
Oh my, wow. Okay, so we have some work to do.
We have a little bit of work to do, but
All right, I'm going to switch gears here for a little bit. What are your goals for this show? What do you want to take back to your credit union that you learned here?
Well, first of all, it's just great, like I said at the beginning, to just network and check in with all my friends throughout the world that run credit unions, so it's really exciting. I love the perspectives. I love the quality of the speakers they bring in here. And I love that it's big picture thinking. Oh, so when I'm in my office in Los Angeles and I listen to the news, I don't get the big full story. And I find here I get perspectives from all over the world, and it really does help because I don't want to say misery loves company, but it's always good to, you know, to check in with people and know that, oh, God, we're struggling with the same kind of thing over there. So it's been just amazing. And I do try and make this a priority every year.
Yeah, I've been hearing people, the diverse angles, the diverse perspectives is really a good thing to kind of get in your head and kind of mold it all together and take it from there.
Absolutely, it does. It's been great.
All right, one final question for you, and this is a really serious one. What's your favorite thing about Ireland?
Oh, my goodness. We've been here, my husband and I traveled here 10 days ago to do some golf.
Oh,
so we managed to fit a little bit in on the in the south, and it was magical. I don't think the golf gets any better, so it's been my highlight.
All right, golf is the thing for you. All right, Teresa, thank you so much for taking time out. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done.